Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to the Lakota Campaign for Independence. Lakota Independent Nation State Radio. We're presenting the Lakota Oyate Hour with Chinupa Gluhamani. Chinupa is the head Itacha of the Lakota Independent Nation State, and he's the head of the Jantaytinza Warrior Society. He's also a member of the Black Hills Teton Sioux Nation Treaty Council and the Gray Eagle Society. Now, you may think you know Chinupa, but you don't. Chinupa has many other things, too many to mention, but he's a staunch human rights, civil rights, and Indian rights activist. He's been to just about every significant demonstration and event in those areas. He's been to the United Nations. He's a Wounded Knee veteran. He's a former bodyguard of Russell Beans and Lehman Brightman. He's worked with Dennis Banks. He knows just about everybody that you need to know in Indian affairs. He's been invited to many countries, the countries that matter. And he's a fluent Lakota speaker. He's an absolute expert on the traditions and culture of the Lakota. He's been to the United Nations, and he's going to be returning to the United Nations. He does many things in the community that other organizations and even tribal government doesn't do. He helps the disadvantaged with all their needs, and he does many, many other things. So without any other delay, I'm going to welcome Chinupa to the show. Chinupa.
Yeah, we're waiting for Chinupa to check in right now. He should be checking in any time now. And while we're waiting for him, you know, there's a video out on Facebook. And it's called The Conquest of Independence. And in that video, indicates that the organization that Chinupa heads up, Jantaytinza, is the head of the Independent Nation State of Lakota government. And that's going to be the organization that's going to be taking it to the United Nations for recognition for independence. So it may take some time, but you know, it's coming down the line, so you better get ready for it, whoever you are, whatever you're doing. So Chinup is still not checking in. I know he was at a meeting today. Some kind of a treaty meeting, secret. Another one of those. I'm talking about some kind of land, whatever, I don't know. The only land I'm talking about is the pre-1851 area. You know, South Dakota, North Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, Nebraska. None of those were states prior to that, and they weren't states until like 1870 something, seven maybe. And so, you know, the United States made treaties with the independent nation state of Lakota, and they violated those treaties. They forged it. And that's what happened. So those treaties aren't even valid, but you know, you're kind of dealing with them now. Anyway, got to do that, I guess, because they got a big gun pointing at us. Lots of them. Yeah, that's what they do, threaten people with guns. Anyway, this is Oyate Ota. I can say from experience. I was in Wounded Knee before and after in that whole situation there. I know what they do. Possible Chinupa's on his way, driving back to prison camp, 343, I think it is, there in Pine Ridge. Well, you know, I don't want to take up Chinupa's show and overshadow anything that he might have on his mind when he gets here. So, in the meantime, put a little interlude here with you find it here. Hold on, I'm with you. Here we go. They have no time to lose there. And there's no time to lose. That was Abu Hingla Wakia on vocals there. Yeah, I couldn't find a Lakota to sing like that. So I got a Hassapa. But he did a good job. And anyway, it's a song I wrote. I'm playing all the instruments on there. And he's still waiting for Chernobyl. I don't know what happened to him. We'll give him a little bit more time here. Might have had a run-in with those guys. Secret meetings. You know, there's a lot of, here he is, I think. No, this is somebody else. Yeah, this is different. Another caller. I'm still waiting for Chinupa. 6814, who's calling, please? Okay, well, we're not getting any response out of them. So I guess I just want to listen. Okay, well, I was about to say that there's just so much corruption in tribal government that I don't even think it can be fixed. And, you know, it's always been like that. And there's always been lack of services and programs because there's lack of money. And when they do send money, it gets embezzled and, you know, used frivolously by council members, people who are running these programs. It's really disgusting, you know. And so, you know, that's part of the reason that we declared independence in 1991. And you know, we sent a delegation to the UNPO. We're a recognized member, independent nation state over there, and the Unrepresented Nations and Peoples Organizations in the Netherlands. And we're supported by all the members of that organization. And there's a lot of unrepresented nations there. And there's a few that have become independent nations now. And they're supporters of us. So yeah, it's gonna be going to the United Nations. Chinupa's gonna be taking it there with a delegation. I can't tell you who they are, but if you want to know, ask him. And we're still waiting for him to call in. He's usually calling in by now. He might be on the road. Back from that secret meeting. Well, let me Hey, can you call Chinupa? I'm going to give him a call and see what's up. Okay, just hang with me here. Find out what's going on.
How, this is Lanny Horse with the Horn out here in Boston, Massachusetts. And
could you repeat that, please?
My name is Lanny Horse with the Horn. I'm out here in Boston, Massachusetts. I'm from Cheyenne River. And I just wanted to take a moment to express myself here. And, you know, we're talking about tribal corruption. And you know, when you talk about, when we talk about tribal corruption, you know, you kind of have to go back to the very founding of the nation, the very founding of the United States. And when they first created the political systems in the branches of government, and when they first formed up this government, you know, George Washington himself, he said that this political system wouldn't work because politicians would only worry about getting reelected, and they would forget about the people. And you know, the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe is the living, breathing body of that prediction, and others too, other tribal councils. The problem we have across Indian country is so much of us grow up in poverty. And, you know, the other big portion problem to this is we still allow big government to educate our children. Like here in Cheyenne River, you know, the school still considered a boarding school. So what happens when you allow big government to educate your kids, your children? Education is an indoctrination. So, you know, big government can plant ideas into our kids. And so that's your indoctrination. But that also comes with the Constitution. So we're saying, you know, obviously, yeah, there's mountains that we have to overcome. But where we need to start is we need to start with changing the Constitution that was forced upon us as Lakotas. You know, those were written by Washichus. And if you look at the Constitution is basically a business contract. It's like an Articles of Incorporation. And we are, as reservations, we are incorporated by the federal government. Now, we can be done away with by the federal government, by the Republican Party, if they choose to just take up the vote and say, hey, let's just do away with these Indians. Let's just write them off and not vote in their corporate charter, which to me is kind of insane, because we have a tree. And, you know, the Supreme Court says it's the supreme law of the land. But we don't follow that treaty, nor does the federal government. So we all know that the federal government is corrupt, and this form of government was forced on us with the IRA. And so that allows... And what it takes up most of our time doing is, you know, we all get together and fight amongst ourselves. You know, we're deprived of services and funding. And, you know, like, it was a good example of that, like back in the 80s and 90s, you know, the federal government was just giving us enough money, all Indian tribes, enough money just to run one ambulance service. You know, and we all fought amongst each other as to who would get more money. So we spent all of our time fighting amongst ourselves, you know, like dogs fighting over scraps. And we're missing the big picture. But so the constitutions have to be rewritten, and those should be rewritten by our elders. But the Constitution speaks to us as to who we are as a people. Those things that you hold sacred. You know, and we're not doing that. And we're allowing our most precious resources. Like, look at up here in, like in Cheyenne River. You know, half of our indigenous plants are gone. You know, because we're overemphasizing the cattle industry. And it's not for us Lakota, it's for the Washeeches. And when you talk about a country, a government, you know, and you talk about its economy, and the economy is how you manage your limited resources. Okay, so what is it that you produce, and who are you producing it for, and how much are you producing it for? These are all the questions that have to be answered. So now, if you look at all of this and you look at this, your economies of your reservations, who is the one that's producing the money? Who is the one that's producing the cattle, and who are we producing it for? Now, we have more than enough lands if we were just to produce amongst ourselves. So what we have, and you know, that's on the horizon, is you know, this climate change that's happening. And in our Constitution, it says, you know, corporations have priority. So when I was in Cheyenne River, before I came out to Boston to go to school, I tried to form a corporation for District 5, for the District 5 to incorporate, and, you know, they could run on maybe 20,000, 30,000, maybe 100,000 acres, you know, because if every member is supposed to get 80 acres, you know, the full bloods get 160. If we follow the Constitution, that's what it says, then how much land does a community rate? And the communities need to incorporate because they have priority as per the Constitution. But what's happening up in Cheyenne River is we have the ranchers encroaching right up into the communities, like right up to the people's back steps, to run one more cow. And these ranchers and range unit holders think that they own this land, and now they're allowing the ranchers to, you know, threaten Indians, threaten Lakotas, you know, pull out guns and run people off. And to me, you know, that's a hate crime, because I can't, here in Boston or Massachusetts, I can't take a gun out in the street and threaten somebody with it. I'd be going to prison. But we allow this to happen on the reservations because these ranchers talk tough and intimidate some people, and, you know, everybody's kind of tucks their tail and doesn't do anything about it. So, but that's a fundamental problem with our leadership. But I remember growing up when I was little, and, you know, and they would teach us in school about these Lakota values and virtues, and courage, bravery, honesty, wisdom, these things here, you know. And I committed those to memory, and even though I didn't understand what they meant, you know, because I was little, you know, you don't know what these words mean. But as you grow up, as I grew up, and I'm trying to understand what this word means, bravery, you know, To be generous, generosity, you know, these things, you know. And but as I was growing up, I committed them to me, to my lifestyle. But then the problem that we have here with the big government educating our children, they're finalizing the colonization, you know, of our mindsets. So now we have leaders who, I wouldn't say leaders, but elected officials who get into office. And us as Lakotas, and true Lakotas, you can't have that sense of entitlement. But a tribal council member, a member meant a person that gets on tribal council, they have a sense of entitlement. They say, well, you know, like Vince Dupree's up here, Kevin Keckler, and all of them. You know, Kevin Keckler's laid a good example, you know, making $1 million a year on cows. You know, and Cheyenne River only makes $2.5 million for the whole rest of the tribe. But we got one councilman who's now the treasurer who makes $1 million just on his own. So we have glaring problems here with income inequality on the reservation. And from that, you get diabetes, high blood pressure, your children suffer in school. All of these things come from poverty and income inequality. You know, our children go to school hungry. You know, a hungry kid can't learn. You know, but these things are fine with these elected officials. And, you know, tribal councils, you know, all they have to do is find an attorney general, like up here in Cheyenne River. You know, they got Tracy Zephyr. You know, they got the judges, you know, and judges in Indian country are, you know, that's kind of like where judges go to die, you know, so they don't have to go very far shopping tribal council to find themselves a judge. And how you fix that is your attorney general needs to run at large, you know, and not be hired by tribal council. Your judges need to run at large and not be assigned by tribal council. See, everything comes back to tribal council, and it's the way it's structured. But you know that's going to happen because power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. But we have this mindset of a colonized people, because we allow big government to educate our children. So these are things where, you know, we as a people need to take over the education system of our children. And, you know, the language has to be put on par with that of whatever German, French, or whatever they're learning in school. But, you know, there should be a study, you know, of the constitutions and the way tribal government works and how all of these things work. But the change that we're speaking of and that we want has to come with the Constitution. And we, the people, the elders, the full-bloods, those are the ones that need to sit down and rewrite this Constitution. And the people, the communities need to incorporate so that they can, you know, the communities can run on 50,000 acres or 70,000 acres or 100,000 acres. So that will put your young men and women in those communities, gives them responsibilities, gives them a job, because now they have to go out and take care of those cows or the buffalo or whatever, but there has to be an investment by tribal council into these people, into the community. And in the communities, you know, they need to be teaching first aid and train people to be firefighters, train them to be paramedics and EMTs. But that takes investment from the tribal council. You know, every community should have a little volunteer fire department. It should be the head men of those communities that, and women that can get in there and do these things. Because, you know, up here in Cheyenne River, we're relying on the Eagle Butte, the city of Eagle Butte volunteer fire department. And they do a good job. But at the same time, I'm sure there's federal funding out there for Indians to go out there and get training and to do these things. But it's a lack of investment, and it's a lack of vision by our elected officials. because the thing with it is it's like you said, it's always been that way. So it doesn't matter who gets in there. The corruption's always is already there. So all they get in there and they just kind of like groom the new ones, and some of them already know what the deal is. Some of them going in there know it's corrupt. And they know they're going to be part of the system, and it's their time to build their little own empire at the expense of the people. So there's ways to fix it, but I don't think that it's going to be hard to happen because, you know, you need strong individuals that won't take those bribes, that stand and I don't know, where are those guys? You know, and I remember, like, the spirits told me a long time ago, they're like, you know, you are going to stand alone. You know, and I do. You know, when I go up to council and I confront tribal council and all these people, I know I stand alone. Yeah.
Hello, come on, talk to me. I'm on the show, so come on. I'm listening to a young man named Lanny. I'm listening to him talk about what's going on Cheyenne River. But come on in. If you're going to call in, call in. You got the number. Let's go. Oyate, can you hear me okay? Oyate.
Yeah, I got you.
Hello?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Oyate,
go ahead.
Can you hear me? All right, Lanny, I don't mean to cut you off. This is what's happening. I have all kinds of calls coming in because I was at a so-called treaty meeting today up in Bear Butte. I don't know if you're aware of that. So what they did was the people from Cheyenne River, you know, I went there with my dog soldiers, and we caught wind of it because a lot of our elders down here in Pine Ridge were making a real public, you know, announcement about what was going on up there because they never informed anyone, okay? So I was the last one to catch the whole understanding about what was going on up there from Grandma Sylvia, Grandma Sylvia Bluebird. So she called me. Her real name's Iris Sylvia Bluebird. So Iris, Grandma Sylvia, she called me, said, what's going on up there? Shit, news to me. But she caught wind from Ed Starr, Vincent Blackfeather, and Richard Broken Nose. Now, those are some of our elders from Pine Ridge. Vincent didn't go. Ed Starr went, and so did Richard Broken Nose, because his little brother is part of that clique. So what turned out as a treaty, you know, implementation, they crossed it in between spirituality back to treaty. And they had nothing but white folks there. Now, here's the catch, people. We all know what the problems are in Indian country. But we need to draw our line. Okay? We need to draw our line. And thank you, Oyate Ota, for getting us the gas money to get home. Thank you, Wopila. So when I say we need to draw the line, we need to hold our people accountable. Now, I've seen the Elkhead family. Some of their members were there. But I didn't say nothing to anybody because it wasn't my gathering. But because I'm a spokesperson and a lead position holder for our Black Hills Sioux Nation Treaty Council, and part of our elder society, which we call the Wamblichotas, Gray Eagles. And then I lead the Strongheart Dog Soldiers. So when I got there, man, everybody was all over the place. And I know this, and so one of my dogmen was with me. They seen this happen, okay? My dogmen seen this. They seen the nervousness Chanupa put before them, and I saw it myself. And all these people, man, I even seen people from Standing Rock, and you know, they all know me. Ivan knows me. Richard Broken Nose knows me. Manny Ironhawk knows me. Okay, and what's his name? You know the other individual. What I just mentioned, Richard Broken Nose's little brother. He knows me. Okay, Cedric. Okay, and many others, even Vivian Hyatt. These people know Chinupa. Not one of them had the decency to come up and shake my hand. This is how fucked up our people have become. And I'm sorry to say that about the Four Sister Band. As far as I'm concerned, fuck them. You guys deserve everything that's going on your fucking reservation because your elders call me. Thanks to Hap Marshall. Hap Marshall called me and told me what the legalities were going. And all you people that claim to stand up for your fucking people, quit using that. You don't stand up for your people. You're full of shit. Don't play Indian with me. Lakota hey, always back to the hunter. You have Scottish new. Don't play with me out there. I don't want to hear this shit. It's all coming from Washington, D.C., and they apply it to these goddamn tribal governments. And none of you are aware of blaming them. Well, I'm blaming them. I'm blaming even if my little brother Bryce is left. I'll blame him, too. God damn, man, enough of this stuff. And this shit's got to stop. And the only way it's got to stop is you got to bring charges against every individual that is part of your IRA government. I don't care if it's Mr. LeBeau, Rami LeBeau, whatever the fuck his name is, and the rest of them. That's what has to be done. We know the problem. We know the situation. But that's the problem with our people. We're afraid to blame them. We might lose our job. That's bullshit. That's what they call public info. Down here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, we have what they call a derelict performance of duty. That's on behalf of a council. I used it many times to hold them accountable. We've just driven out a lot of these ranchers on Pine Ridge that were bringing in cattle from Valentine, Nebraska. That little town right outside of Denver, Colorado, when you're going into it, Denver on Highway 79, and up in Bismarck, North Dakota, and Minot. These trucks, we captured two of them, two semi-trucks at our camp. This is what's going on, people. If you want something to have some grazing ordinance within our land base, goddammit, bring the buffalo back. Don't be talking shit about all that stuff you guys are claiming to do out there. It's irrelevant. It's not true. I know. That's why I'm stressing this issue. Every time we try to get people, blame Kevin Techler. Blame Tuffy Thompson. Blame whatever his name is. Blame them, man. Talk about them, because that's the problem. It's always an internal matter because it's an inside job. And I appreciate Lanny stepping up like that, but amplifying it to a certain degree and aspect is not going to solve the problem. You have to pinpoint the individuals that are part of that corruption. It's never going to go away until you people blame them. I did it down here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, and I'm still doing it. That's why they hate me. No different than what I experienced at Bear Butte. There's white people standing with our sacred pipes, loading our sacred pipes. And Ivan Lookinghorse and all them guys allowed that. Even Cedric Broken Nose. David Swallow was up there. I've seen all these people. The only one to come and ever give me a hug, Dave Swallow gave me a hug. And a grandma. One grandma came up and gave me a hug, said, thank you for coming. Chinupa Wopila Hedgehogs. She did, and she was from Cheyenne River. Her name is Marlene. This is what honor is. But the rest of them that knew me, and some singers that pulled in, they all came up to me, gave me a hug, and shook my hand. This is the problem in Indian country. We're so goddamn assimilated, really bad and dysfunctional. We play Indian, we give it to the white man, and eventually that white guy is going to show up with the sacred pipe and put tobacco and do all these ceremonies. And I heard this from one of the warriors that went into the the feast area where they were preparing the food. Ivan Lookinghorse told a white woman that he was thankful that they showed up and they finally got approval for them to hold a Sundance at Matho Tipila, better known to the white world as Devil's Tower. What does that tell us? We people can't get along, man. It's because of the spirituality. And I'll say this. The Alcad family that were there said, I heard them talk about this. They were separated. And thanks to my little sister, Kathy Eaglehawk, she was there. She called me. My own sister called me over to her car. One of my cacosas came up and said, Grandma wants you at the car. So I went over there to go see my sister, Kathy. And she told me some stuff. But this is what we are creating for ourselves. No different than Orville. Orville does the same goddamn thing, and then his little brother Ivan is following right behind him. That's why we can never come together, never get along, because everyone is trying to outdo each other. And regardless of the appearance, regardless of the honor you give somebody, if you're really serious, okay? That's what we know as a people. Man, you guys, that's how you need to blame the system. I'll get mad at my people for playing that goddamn game in spirituality, man. I'm going through the death of my baby sister. She passed away here, man. So me and my family are working together to get the arrangements done. But because we just had a two-day, you know, rain event, it slowed us back a little bit. And so that I understand. That's just our way. And so we have to respect that and honor it. I heard an owl four times just 2 days ago. So I called people to tell them. And it did. An owl came to my family's house and he was hotuin on the light pole four times. So I thought of three things. I thought of somebody wakuzan and takule amapach bigtekile echa wichach mukakilena echupi. Heusha ihakilena hippi. Naku lechalakese ochichakap. Chuksimitaki wichoni ekignak. My little sister Carmen Martin, she died. So he also told me that she never made peace with herself. Then the third understanding behind it, Russell Means, the late Russell Means, his personal bodyguard is Chanupa Gruha Money. Russell told me he had owl medicine. So, Russell told me, hey, this is what you need to prepare for. So I get it. My phone's ringing off the hook again. Hello? 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 Come on, hello? I'm saying hello. Answer the phone. Talk. Talk to me. Get on the show. Get on the show. People, watch for these phone calls. There's some calling from Wyoming and Montana. Look at the board. Look for some 406 numbers and 307. This is what we're going through, and it's hard trying to do all this. And I ask some of you supporters of mine and my helpers, I ask you, help me. I can't do this by myself. But you guys talk too goddamn soft. You can't be doing that, man. You get mad. You want to beat the crap out of people? Then use your voice to hold them accountable. Blame them for the irregularities that are happening on every said reservation. My God, you guys, man, you're too soft about it. That's what you get for living amongst white people. The white people don't like you over there. They don't, man. So then you bring that Owashtele, Wawokeke, you bring it home, and you're still doing it. Hell no. I learned this language because of abuse from boarding school. I got sent away, man. I know what it's like to be in boarding school. I had experience in there. And so when I use my bully pulpit to get mad, to express the conditions we're up against, everybody in Indian country, oh, Sinupa's too radical, too mean. Bullshit. Pay attention to what's out there. Then you will see our own people are doing it to ourselves. We become our worst enemy, man. And that's what's happening. If you can't blame the people that are making these irregulatories in the name of a tribal council, why do you vote for them? Why are you talking soft about what the conditions are? The tribal government, along with the white race, are trying to emancipate what remaining Lakota people we still have with the language. Nahaki we choy ekile suta ukius papi mitakipi. Helcha umang lena to kirtha iapina, woyuk chon kitchapina, wolak hotakile, you hash katabna, oyate tokjap ospate chakyapi. Make sense? Hell yeah. Our people get all this language and we know about it, and they teach it to the outside race of people. Then they teach them our way. It was sad what I saw, but I didn't go there for me. I went there to observe with my dog soldier. We went there, we seen it, and we watched it, but we didn't say a word. We didn't say a word. Because they're all hiding this. They're all hiding it. I seen that kind of gathering before, and there were a lot of people. This time, the small people of that were attending it is getting smaller. You see, wakantanka kishimane toki tafshika neche echanoki wana yopke niapi. So it's going to get worse and smaller until you put the blame on them. And for, you know, all the people that were there, just my appearance with my dog soldier, my layman, made them nervous. I saw that. They saw it. They didn't want to come and shake my hand, and I don't give a damn. It ain't about that. But because of the purity Chanupa stands with, that's the pure reality that unfolds, the pure reality to it. I'm not an Indian to play with. Wosutakile obluspe kihena oate mitaki usikaki hena nok izina oichoke. That's the way I do it. But the tribal council, and I overheard Ivan say this to somebody. Hey, do you need gas money? Where did he get his money? From the white people or the council? Think about it. I heard this. He spoke about it live, and they were all on phones. I watched them. When they were on their phones, they all looked at Sinupa, whoever they were talking to on them. I see this with my own eyes. But like I said, I wasn't invited to it. They never told me to come over and get involved. I went there because my people, Iris, you know, Iris Sylvia, Bluebird, Vincent Blackfeather, and all the rest of them that called me, even one of my laymen, Charlie Waters, Grandma Rebecca, these guys all, and that's what I'm telling you all. That's sad, man. Even your spiritual people need to be, man, lashed out, man. People need to hold them accountable, and the people that are there. My phone's ringing again, man. Hello? 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 I can hear you. You need to get on the radio show.
I need your number.
Man, you guys, hang on to them numbers when I send them to you. Quit getting rid of them. I'll send it to you again. God damn, these man, Indians. knock it off. Quit fucking around, man. I'm tired of this shit. I'm tired of my anger expressing what's happening here. God, you guys, man. Quit doing this shit. It's harming us. It's hurting us. We can't come to a mutual consensus of the shit going on. That white man did a tremendous job of dividing and conquering us. Man, you're all dysfunctional, man. You're all assimilated really bad. That's sad, man. If you don't like white people, quit bringing them in, man. And that goes for them looking horse brothers, man. I'm tired of that shit. Then you guys don't want to say nothing to them. Don't be scared of them. Shit, you guys, when you're back home in Cheyenne River, go get some grandmas and some old men together. Beat the shit out of both brothers. Fuck, this is enough now. Stop all this division. You're doing it to yourself. A lot of us don't like that, what they're doing. But yet they all, man, really masquerade with it and talk soft about it because they want that appearance. I know what was going on. I went there. Yeah, I know you didn't like me going there, but that's the fact of reality. I keep trying to tell you guys, getting on these shows is what we talk about. Then we're getting up to the top of the hour, top of the hour of 8 o'clock when the phone lines will be open to hear people's input and their understanding about what their tribal governments are doing. But we get long-winded. We're like a white man now. We don't want to put the emphasis and the blame on them. That's why nothing ever gets done in Indian country, because we're just like them. And we became like them because they allowed it. Understand, you cannot have individual freedom and independence when you have two insane illegal parties, Democrat or Republican. It's impossible. The third party is independent. That's supposed to be in there. We don't talk that way because we don't want to know it anymore. Well, I'm sorry. That's the case of this left side amnesia we're all having, because we'd rather talk about all this other bullshit, but when it comes down to putting the blame on these people that are representing these tribal governments, we have no clue in demonstrating that. And that's our fault. We have to acknowledge that. We have to put the emphasis and blame where it has to go. If you like the living conditions, you like the way things are going, shut up and accept it, because the provisional stance that's going on today is not, nobody is blaming the rest of the party. And so now we're at the top of the hour of 8 o'clock going to 9, man. Or out there, if there are other guests coming on, and thank you, Lanny, for carrying on your understanding about your tribal government. But I'm telling you, your tribal government is unqualified in that position, because as far as I'm concerned, what's going on in Cheyenne River, they're all, man, cowboys over there. I seen that when Harold Fraser and then that Craig Berlin was in there. I seen it. They're all cowboys. Who in the hell gave the white people a right to be registered as enrolled members? Don't forget the $5 Indian people. Congress did that shit because they were giving out free benefits to the native people. So the white people went around and start registering as, man, being an Indian. I'm Cherokee. I'm Choctaw. I'm Chickasaw. I'm this. I'm that. They're full of shit, man. They wanted a free benefit. That white man owes us. We don't owe that white fucker a piece of anything. He owes us, man. Pay attention to that. But you all still following the path of a white man. Like I said, I was at Bear Butte and I seen it. A white man dancing and, man, smoking our pipe, man. Who allowed that? Our own stupidity did that. Our own people. But just like I told you guys, I wasn't invited to that. Oh, they didn't want no real vocal, man, individual going to that. They didn't want to hear a real warrior. Shit, no. And thanks to Manny Ironhawk, he told me back in Cheyenne River today, Bryce was having a two-day meeting over there. Well, Hat Marshall didn't tell me that. He was telling me he was going to put an elder meeting together. He was working on that. But he never, ever got back to me on that, but he would let me know when they had it. So let's open these four phone lines on, and let's get busy. Come on. Come on in, people. You're part of this show, the Lakota Oyate Hours, and it's the only show with teeth. So come on in.
There's nobody online yet, Chinupa, and Lanny dropped off. And don't worry about it. You know, this is going on Facebook, and so they'll hear your comment. And, you know, Lanny, he's never going to get anywhere with that idea of rewriting the Constitution and all of that. That ain't going to work. Still going to be an IRA government and all that.
It's still going to be IRA. The only way you guys can get that IRA out is you have to bad vote that fucker off. If you're going to do that, that's the way to go. Fuck the Constitution. There is none. It's all biased. As far as I'm concerned, it's all retroactive because they keep, man, re-raping it. And that's what they do. All right, so if there's nobody out, everyone knows tonight's the show every Friday and Saturday. But they come on and talk all this Mickey Mouse bullshit. Man, I'm tired of listening to that. I don't want to talk that. If you want to, call Russ Limbaugh and those guys. Call them guys. Maybe they'll go on their show. Or call KOA. They got a radio show. Everybody's soft over there. It's all about white phonics and white infrastructure. But all right, since nobody else is calling in, they all know tonight's the show. They don't want to hear what I'm saying because it's the truth. So I'll get into this thing. Metakepi, lechalak is ewona okile huchi chapi. Mila haskat hawi choye ogna najinaha. Lessons el chichakap. Kachinki machonzek in the hachi. As ineasni was loya na wawoke kile chichupi. As dako e pekile mecha wamblake. Oyate kile lessons e kaksa ake eongna kapina oaste tagni was te chachi o kis. O heyanke. As ineasni wolak hot e chetka. Oyateki lena anakich mapina yuhaskatap. Heu cha tagni waste chachi o kisni. Cha ojula oyateki hena taku waki pchoki lena hechopi, iecha hechopi. Namila haskatcha woyukjanki na wolak hotaki le wanspik le on kiuhoki hena echa wichakopi. No oichaki akamna ha. Dukte le akip talo on kinepi. Hey, my whole tipi like that hit your onion, huh? We want what you pick it let on cash up. Chake was hit you. Ah, taku pasise kile. And I was. Taku lena wola kota okrajina yo. Hena echa wosuta yo hasni. Waka. Let's just el chichaka. Waka. Kakaki chimane toki chanupa akha he on be we I want to ho he e khaka natawi e chapi e khaka natawi ho he chanupa ahi na ho lakoto ati wi chakupi ho ate shakon ki le o akh benatios pakilena zani alechin se he ha. Oh, he woyuk shanki he ay kwake. Che echaka natawin ki le chanupa ki le on kupi he ha. Taku kash washte ikakhinkte e. Che ikakhinkte hanta taku kash kakpi iyankte. As wane tu ki le tchok chana ipach yapina. Wosu ta ki le unshia kakhol yapina. Wola kota wanspe ki le wichoko gnon kiuspa ki he. Wana hechus oyate mitchoki eto abokibi. Na lila ota mila haskat hawa apke ki haka bilala. Akichi ta o nipha. Instuktel wasloye ki le iachum na ha. Ata o apit kan ki kya hena iachum. Mishe hena o blutke. As hena mitkos ne. El cha na akti le taku apke ki nats izi na oyate o ichoke. Na wakhanjak hitus iwag lakam. He inshan wambalake. Cha wakaki lena Ichi katoski ichumpi ke no on blake. Ashtagni epresni. Tagni hello moja oaki. Mitrosni. Ena echa ptala ki nezimna. Tako anaki smapi echa echo. Chawolak Hotakile Chaki and Tiki He. Don't he was with that hedges yap. Don't he on Taku Epkile Hote Chetke. Twenty hedges in Wogalako. Tamila Haska Tawap, Kiki was still like on a ah, the only school Wogalak on a Wogalak on a Wogalak. Tak Shita Lena Echa. Tak toch hoop ik hier nou kiet af niet en dan eet je onpas papi hè ons zou jij te ook kiet papi je teek je abna ha je ook ziet je abna ha kaki je papi nou hoe kan nou let zal ik eens even choni eke gelaka als je niet als niet let eens stel dat ik was te iwong gelaka ook ille en dan eet je dat ik lenen wank abna ha dat ik je iopi niet af niet had en dan eet je ze hij afpas papi als toni eet je ze chan hè on wolak hoort dat ille toni Sutai Chaki o Kisni. He on Tako e Pekile, me Tony Hitchens e Eatusni, Malakota, which Hokana, which Hoikile Naki, Kushao Bruska. No Ate Glena, Ispe on Kiap, Hena Isha Oichoke, Hena Yankeksto, Oap Hekile. Talila Ota Tako Lenon Kitrof Niki Lusnapi. Chalishnab Hunter, Dagne He o Klati Ichaki o Kisni. O He Isha Wolakota. Hey, Yanke. Chatoske henna eat won't take a hair. Wosu takile lessons, Ulus Paul Taki. Chaichu Hantoske le, Achpaunaha, Dakulina yetchet uskike. Henna echa, Wosu takile, Suta unkil hab hunter. Wolak hotakile ichaki. Oh, henna Yanke mitaki. As ipaki la launa, lessons eat won't the act. Hey, Isha. Yot han le lechus e chano ayaki. He insion ya yanke. Cha le o shicha kabake. Taku le na. On kiu hawk te hanta. Wola kota o chlate hechus on yonk te. Na on kina jipik te. Hechus on kina jipik te. Ste in chachi o kis. O hena echa na hachi o ap hekile yanke. Cha lila ota wichoye na ha. We choke on kile tak toku piki he, wosu taki lena atiha, nichapi. Chokoha taku lena iwung lak o kile, hena echa yechetusni. Asi niasni taku lena, wolak hote chetke on kiohok teke hena ishawa niche. Heo shawa shichu kilena, paate mitoki, hena usha o spetcha chapi. O he taha tagni, he owasti chachi o kis. He ishan wobble ze he yake, na hachi. As you are, Dakulina eight walked in her, walk on her, Dakulina Abalezok tekile, Chikik Alaki, walk hands a heno speech at Japni. And now walk on ki echa hechopi. Chake, Tokyutra Yapina, we wang what chiki, lay you has cut off it. And now isha wosu takile eye crack it. As woyuk chakile, Tony walk hatanka, kishimane tukile, and now tokata ki yabnaha, Tony he. Wakatka unkoki atapsni naha, washichu kilena, wa unspekile wichaku ye. Doni hechus e wogalaki. Ata ipachi lano naha, taku lena unkitrofniki, ena ata wana, wilpreapi. Ena washtesni mitaki. As iniasni hechus ke, nazipena, taku lena unkitrofniki, ena washtea akapi. Eon shatagni washte chaki oki. Eon, taku le, the chalaki se, epheki. And now we'll see that you lay your case. Tao Chichaka. Malakota. Let's show up a glow of money, Miss Chokata Nodina. Wahochi John, the Ochi Jok. Ask Nuhin, you want it. Oh, when I lay, what will you talk to you feminine one day? For some of you that don't want to tune into our show, fine. You can tune into it, listen to it at your own fucking time because it's going on Facebook. But I will say this. If you guys are out there like I am, I'm going through a lot. I said this over and over to a lot of you. I am going through a lot. I have a death of my only sister. And she's gone now. My family's having a hard time. My nephews, everyone. But yet I still come on this radio show to help you clowns. And God damn it, you people are clowns. Whether you like that or not, you are. because you don't want to help Chinupa contribute to what's going on. You're so caught up in sociological deformatory through sensitism, through that Eurocentric bipolar disorder, you're all part of the system. You're never going to be part of solutions that can make change because it has a truthful beginning, and it's what calls, you know, the cause of action. The cause of action is how you blame people that are administrating the behavior. That administration of that behavior comes from an internal matter of people inside doing that job to eliminate your human rights. Why? Because nobody's talking about that level of freedom of independence. If you had freedom of independence, then you would have to be on a pedestal trying to determine if you're a Democrat or Republican. Because there's a third party. That third party is the independents. Think about it. This country of mine, which the white man bastardized and gave this name America, okay? Their so-called founding solution to that name is 4th of July. That's why they call it Independence Day. When you have an independent structure and you're valued with that, people, the system don't like you. They hate you. They'd rather see you dead. They'd find a way to kill you. That's how they work. Because the system is getting all of you codependent on them. And by God, you all like that. You like being kicked in the ass, slapped in the back of the head, being ridiculed with their own virtuosity, how they cut you down and belittle you. You like that. But it's never a first until you, you know, you stand up to that corruption and blame them. They don't like that. They don't like that at all when you become free and independent. Look at all them people, man, in our country that are colored folks, black people. And I say this on countless bases. I don't give a shit if it's Don Muhammad or that other clown, Louis Farrakhan. People made millions of dollars off these black folks that got so sophisticated enough, they joined this whole cult of a religion. In other words, it's a cult of personality, okay? People, a cult of personality, all right? So this religion is falsified in my country called Turtle Island or Island Hill. So you have Christianity, you have Muslim, you have all these other ones under that form, whether it's Episcopalians, Catholic, Presbyterian, Pentecostals, Baptists, Gospel Missions, whatever the names be. That's all white people. White people made that to enforce it on you. And by God, you accepted it. You can't change from it. And that's the hard part about you guys. You like being under the yoke of slavery. When you look at the cross, the white man's cross, that man has used that against you countless and countless amounts of time in your everyday living. You don't believe in the oil blood you have as a people struggling and trying to remain free? You don't do that. And I'm using the white man's language to talk to you. It's the only language that's brutal and barbaric. It makes you mad. And you have to scream and shout. That's why they call it a bully pulpit. If you have a bully pulpit, then you have the right to tell that white man to fuck himself, because that's what he will do. And you have to remind him that this prelude in this reality we're living with is the white man. And you people just want to hear me talk on Facebook? No, I disagree with that. Get involved with the goddamn show. Get involved with the show, man. Don't just sit there and wait for somebody to tell you. I don't want to do that. It frustrates me, man. And you can. You can get on this show because it's your show. That's why they call it the Lakota Oyate Hours, man. It's the only show with teeth. We're trying to get you guys to understand, to take a bite out of all these circumstances that are happening before the mind's eye. And that's what's happening today. And you guys can make a difference. You can make anything happen if you believe in what you want. You got to believe. But you don't. You're afraid. You're afraid of that catastrophic mindset of what the white man has done to you. You like being slapped around. I told a lot of people, get on the show with me. I need your help. I told them, some don't even want to get on the show no more. Hell, my little brother Devin don't want to get on the show no more. I know what he's doing. He's on Facebook. People are telling me. He's making these podcasts. He's making these podcasts and talking about whatever his endeavor is, according to the way the system reacts and how the system is leading our people. He said that. I heard him. And other people, Jenny watched him in different circumstances before she died. And her boys were watching him, listening to him talk about these podcasts and what they were doing. That's not a good thing. Nobody can engage on the topics you're talking about. But that's my little brother. I still love him. And I asked him to come on these shows. Regardless of what the thing is, of what keeps people away, maybe it's me. If it's me, I take full responsibility of my words and actions because I'm a harsh individual. But I'm frustrated with you people because you want to talk soft. What are you talking soft for? Talk to your baby. Talk to your grandchildren soft. Any more elders are so abusive with that language, shit, and nothing can get through to them. And the way people are doing it today, the grandkids are so used to being yelled at. It's out there, whether you like to hear it or not. I'm living proof. And they're not meaning it out of, you know, a conviction to hurt you. No. They're giving you the philosophical stuff with fairness and balance. And this world they keep reminding you of is a world controlled by men. And every fucking white man and people of color out there are masquerading to a bell that rings. Now the women are doing it, like Pavlov's dogs. Man, you guys don't get it. But you sure do, man, want to call me later on. Like all these phone calls coming in. Hey, I lost your number. What the fuck are you losing that number for? See, that's what I get. I'm frustrated because I try to help you guys. I try to help you understand what's going on here. And you people seem to not care. You don't believe in nothing. You just want to talk. The white man can talk you to death. And that's where you're getting that from. Listen to them. Why do you think they got all these big news outlets? Black folks tried it. They had their own, you know, breakfast clubs. And they had all these things. They, I don't know where they got it from, but they were part of that, doing their thing. Okay? And they invited prestigious people in the black community to come on their show, whether it was Farrakhan and my brother Dick Gregory and many others. But they weren't talking about the real stuff that affects black communities. They were all talking about Mickey Mouse stuff. Dick made an effort to put forth the energy of what black folk were going through. Lewis was too busy talking about, you know, being a Muslim. He ain't no Muslim. None of you people are any of these religions. Then that's not yours. You're black. You have a language in your own country. It's called Juju. J-U-J-U. Juju. That's what it's called over there. And some of you guys believe in that other thing, too, called Swahili. Well, if that's the case, step up and act like it, man. Quit following the path of a white man in the name of being black. And I'm not offending you black folks. I got a lot of good black folk out there, especially my adopted mother, Emma Williams, and my brother, Decabooter Williams. Those are my family, black people that adopted me. They see their own black people on the verge of extinction because they're following America's mounting pot. And America's mounting pot is put you on a pedestal.
New color.
You all know history about what goes on. I heard somebody's voice in the background just now. Whoever you are, you need to step up and acknowledge yourself and keep this going with us, whoever it is.
Yeah, six, nine,
come on in.
Six, nine,
you got
two,
something
six,
to talk
six,
about,
nine, two,
bring
six.
It in. Oh, I say, who's on the phone with us?
Yeah, 6926.
Who's on the show?
I want to tell President Zelensky to never install polls again, as he did recently during his
406.
406, come on in, man, 406. That's a Montana number. Come on, you got something to talk about. Let's do it. Come on. You're part of the show. Let's go. Come on, 406.
Okay, who's calling on 406-6926? If you're not going to respond, I'm going to take you off. Bye. You're gone.
All right. All right, we'll just continue on. You see, people, this is what I'm talking about. In the black communities, they even do that. Callers would call in to try to exemplify or amplify an issue, and they never get to it. But that's the name of the game with you all. If you're so goddamn afraid to talk, then why the hell are you using the white man's language? That's not a man independent thing. We are all driven into this pedestal of a false learning phase that we're forgetting that we have a voice. And I will say this to you guys. Take a look at all these groups of black folks in America, the so-called country that belongs to the indigenous people. And I'm going to use this as a testimonial dividend to help you guys shut up, okay? But first, let me start off with our way. You see, the Indian people that once led a lot of these protests started before AIM was in coexistence, and so with the United Native Americans, before they were in coexistence. There were other groups before them that made retribution to hold the system accountable, okay? Yeah, there was even a group called Drums. They did it up there in Wisconsin. Okay, this is how much I know about the system. And these people went to jail. Some died in jail because they stood up for land. And those are our people within the Menominee Reservation, the Flambeau, Fond du Lacs, you know, all of those tribes over there. Menominees, and all the other tribes that live within that region, the Ho-Chunk, okay? They stood up to this system, and they formed their own group, and that's why it was called Drums, D-R-U-M-S. So they were doing stuff way before the UNA and AIM. And don't forget, people, BORN was the second group run by Robert Race and his people. BORN was called Brotherhood of All Red Nations. They did it, too, in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul. They really went after the brutality of the white man and blacks, white and black people. No shit they did. Because black folks were even doing that to our Indian people, abusing them. But where did they get that from? The white man. They couldn't take it out and get back to that white man. Go back in history and study what these people had done to us. They cut our testicles off. They cut our fingers, our hands. Some of them even pickled our hands, these white people. So fucking barbaric these guys are. And look what they've done to babies. They had these real mean dogs. Okay? White man. And they fed our indigenous babies to them dogs. And here's a little innocent indigenous baby crying and stuff, and they hold him upside down and let them dogs bite his skull and tear him apart. That fucking white man did that, man. If you can't get mad at them, why are you talking? That's how abusive they are to the indigenous people. You think that movie Patriot that Mel Gibson made was really exceptional? Did you hear him talk about how the British captured our native people and cut them all, mutilate our people, put them in baskets, pushed them on some canoes and sent them downstream? So all them other tribes seen that. That's what the fucking white man were doing. They said it on TV. Then this punk came out with what? Apocalypto. Then he turned around and came out with another one about the Passion of Christ. The only best movies that that kid ever made that understood where the world was going was the very first one called Mad Max and The Road Warrior. And that third one with that other rock singer or that folk singer or that singer that was, you know, into all this other stuff, that blues and whatnot. What was her name? Tina Turner. She acted in that movie too. But take a look at this. Watch these movies and see how the white people are showing themselves, how barbaric and evil they are. They're not just showing you this just because, oh, hey, this is the direction we need to, you know, be participating in. Bullshit. Don't forget Soldier Blue. Cutting our women from their private parts. That's about the Sand Creek Massacre, Soldier Blue. These are the things that you people don't see. You don't want to. Study those movies and watch how the reaction of white people are. Then go to Little Big Man. Then go to Tatanka. Then go to Geronimo, West Studi. Then go to Russell Means, Last of the Mohicans. And then go to his other one called Pathfinder. You know, fucking white people are brutal, man. They're nothing but murderous people in the name of whiteness. In the name of whiteness, they're brutal. They're murderers. They're rapists. This is where it comes from, that white man. They use a Bible script for the way to death. Don't you see it? I told you guys last night, the white man will burn a cross in your yard. What the hell is the Ku Klux Klan doing with that shit? It's simple. They don't want you to follow their path. But you're doing it anyway. But yet, when it comes to your indigenous path, you won't do it. Now let's look at the Blackfeet tribe that they were murdered and mutilated. Let's look at the Cheyenne, same way. The Arapaho. All of these northern tribes had some kind of experience with the white race. Still dealing with them today, but this time it's a new form of dealing with them. They gave you marijuana. They gave you guns. Hell, you're doing it to yourself for them. They don't care. They like it. That you're numbing your brain to kill yourself. That's what's out there, Mitakepe. So now we turn the slate a little bit. Look at the black folk. The black man, I remember my mom, Emma Williams, told me this. When ice, crack, chronic, methamphetamine came out, this young black boy, 20-something years of age, kidnapped a 17-year-old girl, a black girl. And what did he do to that little girl? He kidnapped her from her apartment, took her out somewhere, and because he was so strung out with that drug, he mutilated that little girl. 17 years old, took her life away from her. A black man. So when white people hear of a black man doing this to their own, they send it to all them European countries. The same way they send our people, our pictures to them European countries. And that's why they hate us. The white man did that shit. Because that fuckhead thinks he's superior. He don't have a God. He don't have a religion. The way white people work in this country, look, I've told you this. The very first English written Bible was created in Germany in the lateral part of the 1800s. The first Bible was written in the 1800s, lateral part. And they keep rewriting them in English. Look at the dates of them. And they keep misleading it. They keep misinterpreting it. And I've said this to you guys. Why do you think they make figurines of these people that are supposed to be great and honorable? Shit, all they did was kill nothing but innocent babies, children, women, and old people. They couldn't fight the masses of warriors because we'd fucking take them out. And really bless them fuckers, man. Don't forget Bloody Stones and Little Bighorn, the Wagon Box Fight, the Black Hawk War. Red Carl even did it. This is the shit you guys don't want to acknowledge about what our ancestors have done to that brutal white man. That fucker started it first. A handful of women and children. Old people, they get caught in a mass ambush by white people drunk on alcohol, moonshine, whatever the fuck kind of beverage they're drinking, and they mutilate our people in the name of a battle and a victory. But when we Indian people wipe them fuckers out, oh, it's a massacre. Fuck out of here, white man. You guys are so badly assimilated, dysfunctional, with all this dysfunction, you like it. This eurocentric bipolar disorder, sensitism. That's the whole ideology of white America. So not only did he wipe out massive tribal members of our tribes, go out to the East Coast and look for our people. They're gone. They're no more. And that's what they're trying to do out here in the Midwest, the Western Hemisphere. South Dakota, North Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, and Nebraska. These white fuckers are still trying to settle the West. But yet they're doing it easier. They don't have to do nothing. They're giving us all their evil tactics and all their evil medicines, and we're doing it to ourselves in the name of trying to be happy when, in fact, you Indian people are dead and you don't even know it. like I said. If you have all the wealth in the world, there's another Bible script that comes with that. If you have all the riches in the world, for the wages of sin is death. For the wages of sin is death. But the eternal life is accepting God as your heavenly Father. That's what's out there in those fucking scripts. And yet every one of them that described that, the white man broke every one of them. Look at his Ten Commandments. Supposedly Moses written them. He written them because the great mystery, their God, whatever the punk's name is, he had them written on a stone, burnt them off, because Charlton Heston played a movie about that, the Ten Commandments. And he's seen Aaron, this one of his acolytes that followed him. He's seen Aaron, this, the fucked up people back then. They wanted a golden cow, so Aaron told him, bring all your gold together and I'll make you a golden calf. And that's what he did. So Moses came down from that fucking hill after receiving those instructions of that Ten Commandment crap. What did he do? He turned around and he broke those tabloids. So Moses had to rewrite them. Even Bryce is calling me on that other phone. He knows tonight's the show.
New
Get
caller,
on the show. You know it. 406 calling again? All right, put him on. We're out there. Come on, 406. 406, come on in. All right, well, get them off. If they don't want to talk, fine. I don't want to, man, get into that. We keep calling our number. Anyone else out there?
That's it.
All right. Well, we continue on. You know, they're calling me on the other phone, but they know tonight's the show. They know that. So now let me get into this part now, people. Since I gave you guys an uplift about the current situation that we're all facing and our people playing with our spirituality and selling it to the white people, we have become a deceived people. We have. And that's what's happening today. People can't see it. People cannot see that they've become a deceived people. That's the whole ideology of why white America has always practiced and perfected colonial policies to neutralize our everyday well-being. For some of you that don't understand our language, I just told you, I'm mixed with three bloods, but they're all indigenous. The Lakota, which people call Sioux, and then my other blood is Tatista, which white man gave us his name called Cheyenne. And my other blood from down south in Mexico called Mexica, which the white man called Mexican. Okay? Speaking man, I French through my the late Josette Garnet. The late Josette Garnet taught me le français, bonjour, call me, mi tachio. Le porqui, eh oui. My French people were here, the same way with my Korean people. These were diplomats that came here to see Chinupa and the elder people to talk about a lot of things that's going on in Indian country. I invited a lot of you to come. But as stupid as you two-leggeds are, you didn't give a damn. But the remaining body of people that came, Grandma and Mom Rebecca Hornadlope, all the other ones, Charlie Waters, my brother Lewis, many others, and the diplomats, Craig, and our Korean brothers of the North, and our Korean sister of the South. Diplomats from Korea. And then I brought these Frenchmen out here. Laurent Oliver and Sauté. These are the people I brought here, man. Not that you give a damn, not that you care. Oyate said some words to them. Jabril did. Which unfortunately Jabril didn't come on tonight's show. But that's besides the point. I always try to give you guys an opportunity to have a voice to talk to other people of different countries. But lo and behold, it falls on deaf ear. As you guys say it, in with the new and out with the old. Well, I beg to differ, which I always do. The old and out with the new. That's my cliche. I'm entitled to say that because that's my virtue. And I sure in the hell don't give a damn what the rest of the world thinks. Because if all you're going to do is bastardize white America, the way their white phonics goes as a testimony of judgment to use their white supremacy and white think capability, you're all assimilated really bad. You're all dysfunctional. You like it. The white man is the only race of man that creates these English written words and applies them to you. That's why you have to go see a psychiatrist. In the education level, I'm a psychologist. That's what I went to college for. Passed my dummy quiz at Berkeley Baylor's discretion when he told the class he was going to grade us with the dummy quiz. And everybody, man, had the answer ready when he said, how many different species of animals did Moses have on the ark? And as stupid as my people were, shit, they were all, man, they had the answer. Well, five of them had the answer out of the six. And the rest of the class, how did they say it in white America? They flunked. They failed. And I went to school.
Not picking you up, Chinupa.
Hear me?
I got you now.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. You're back on.
All right. I don't know how much of it that people caught, but I passed the AP calculus and the SAT. The SAT I passed with a 4.7 and the AP with a AP calculus is a 4.3. the AP calculus you get in college. The SAT comes from the regular school, boarding school, etc. That's what I experienced in my time. But CenterPoint, we're giving out these free scholarships to help people better learn their education and improve it. So I did. But like I said, I was fresh out of penitentiary, and I did it, and I got my degree in psychology. That's the hard part for people that don't understand, man, the direction we go. So here we are at the top of the hour of 8:44. So I'm probably going to lose reception because I'm going to go down this hill. So people, I thank you all for tuning in. And this is going on Facebook. If you want to catch it, you can. The Lakota Oyate Hours. And if Oyate, what's remaining of the time, if you want to finish it, you can. But I'm proud of everyone that just came on, whether it was Lanny and the people from Montana and many others that might have been tuning in. I don't care about all that anymore. Right now I'm going to close the show on my part because I am driving and I'm going to lose reception. And so by closing this show with the song is what I normally do at the end of our interview and our radio broadcast. And thanks for Oyate Ota for getting us the gas money for getting home. And my little nephew that rode with me is honorable. I thank him for being part of what he witnessed. He was upset and absurd with it. He didn't like the way white folks were masquerading with our sacred pipes and everybody all thinking, oh, yeah, they're Indians. They're the Indians now. America, you did this to us, and I beg to differ with it. And so as our night comes to an end, it's 8:46, and I'm driving. Probably lose reception, as always. And, you know, I do my part to try to help you guys. That's why I ask you guys, come on in and help me. You guys close the show out sometime. You step up and acknowledge everything. You do it. Help me. And so I close with this traditional song, People and Our Children. This song is about our way of life. And it's unfortunate that the airspace is what creates a lot of negativity and the way we are going, because the white man wants technology to be done a certain way. And that's what he does. So like I said, I'll probably lose reception down here. And I'll take it as far as I can. If it goes off, I'll try to ring it back in as quick as I can. Because like I said, I'm driving. I came back from Bear Butte. And Oyate Ota got us the gas to get home on. That's a beautiful piece, what he did. Put her on our own. People who had done in our name. Regardless of what you can hear and see, I'm sharing this with you because you're the ones that always say you have something to say. You say that. And so this song is for all of you that believe in the sacred way of life. And I thank all of you for tuning in to the Lakota Oyate Hours, our closing song. And we'll see you all next week on Friday, Mountain Time, 7 o'clock to 9, and then again Saturday, 7 o'clock to 9 p.m. Mountain Time. So here's our song in closing. Oh, yeah, take it. Hey, hey, oh, yeah, what? Oh, hello.